知行英语。Listen and share.
A voice, a pair of legs, and a girl.怪声，怪腿，怪女孩。Among one of the freakiest things that happened, this one made me not want to sleep in my own bed for a week. I was lying in bed one night. My little sister was sleeping in the bed beside me, and my older brother was sleeping on the floor. I was almost asleep when the TV in my room turned on for no reason. But strangely, my brother,who is a light sleeper, didn't wake up. I closed my eyes and tried to get asleep again. But after only about 2 minutes, one side of my bed started to lift up by itself. I opened one eye and looked at my sister. She was not waking up. Then, I opened the other eye and saw the image that made me lose my voice.There on the other side of the bed was a girl in a crimson red dress smiling at me. The dress had burnt marks all over it. The girl let out a giggle that seemed to echo, and she ran away. While running, she trampled over my brother's back. The next morning, my brother kept complaining how his back was killing him.
在种种怪诞事件中，下面的这一件事让我一个星期内都不想在自己的床上睡觉了。那是一天夜里，我躺在床上，我妹妹睡在我旁边的床上，我哥哥睡在地板上。当时我也是半睡半醒了，突然电视无缘无故自己开了。不过奇怪的是，我哥哥竟然没有醒，他睡觉向来很浅，很容易会被惊醒的。我闭上了眼，努力接着睡，但是仅仅过了2分钟，我的床竟然从一侧自己慢慢升了起来。我睁开一只眼睛看了看妹妹，发现她并没有醒，于是我又睁开另一只眼。这时我所看到的让我失声叫了起来，在床的一侧有一个穿着深红色衣服的女孩正对着我笑呢。她衣服上到处是烧焦了的痕迹，这个女孩朝我傻笑了一声，好像是还有回声的，接着她就跑掉了。在她跑的时候还踩到了我哥哥的背，以至于第二天早上我哥哥一直不停地抱怨说自己的后背快疼死了。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文，相信这对大家的理解会有些帮助。
Among one of the freakiest things that happened, this one made me not want to sleep in my own bed for a week.
在种种怪诞事件中，下面的这一件事让我一个星期内都不想在自己的床上睡觉了。
I was lying in bed one night.
那是一天夜里，我躺在床上。
My little sister was sleeping in the bed beside me, and my older brother was sleeping on the floor.
我妹妹睡在我旁边的床上，我哥哥睡在地板上。
I was almost asleep when the TV in my room turned on for no reason.
当时我也是半睡半醒了，突然电视无缘无故自己开了。
But strangely, my brother, who is a light sleeper, didn't wake up.
不过奇怪的是，我哥哥竟然没有醒，他睡觉向来很浅，
很容易会被惊醒的。I close my eyes and try to get asleep again.
我闭上了眼，努力接着睡。
But after only about 2 minutes, one side of my bed started to lift up by itself.
但是仅仅过了2分钟，我的床竟然从一侧自己慢慢升了起来。
I opened one eye and looked at my sister. She was not waking up.
我睁开一只眼睛看了看妹妹，发现她并没有醒。
Then, I opened the other eye and saw the image that made me lose my voice.
于是我又睁开另一只眼，这时我所看到的让我失声叫了起来。
There on the other side of the bed was a girl in a crimson red dress smiling at me.
在床的一侧，有一个穿着深红色衣服的女孩正对着我笑呢。
The dress had burnt marks all over it. The girl let out a giggle that seemed to echo, and she ran away.
她衣服上到处是烧焦了的痕迹。这个女孩朝我傻笑了一声，好像是还有回声的，接着她就跑掉了。
While running, she trampled over my brother's back.
在她跑的时候还踩到了我哥哥的背。
Next morning, my brother kept complaining how his back was killing him.
以至于第二天早上，我哥哥一直不停地抱怨说自己的后背快疼死了。讲解一下相关的语言点。
Lying 这个词是 lie 的现在分词形式，意思是躺着。 Lie 表示躺的时候，它的过去时和过去分词分别是 lay 和 lain。 Lie 可以表示撒谎，这时它的过去时和过去分词都是 lied。 此外我们还要注意的是， lay 本身也是一个动词，表示放置、生蛋，它的过去时和过去分词都是 laid。 Beside 在什么什么的旁边，相信这个词大家都不会感到陌生。可是如果在这个词尾再加上一个 s， 还是在旁边的意思吗？ Besides 意思是除了什么之外，比如说 Besides English he has to study German， 除了英语他还要学习德语。By oneself, 自个儿，独自的。比如说 ,He lived by himself, 他独自生活。同样的意思，我们还可以用词组 on one's own 来表示。前面那个例子，我们就可以这样说 ,He lived on his own. Let out, 这个词从字面上就可以看出是让什么跑出去。文章中的意思是表示发出，相当于 give out。除此之外 ,let out 还可以表示泄露。比如说 ,who let the secret out? 谁把这个秘密泄露出去的？ Keep doing something, 持续不断地做某事。比如 ,John always keeps asking questions, 约翰总是问个不停。在意思上这个词组很接近于 keep on doing something。Kill, 当我们说身体哪一个部位很痛时，在口语当中常常可以用这个词 My head is killing me， 我的头痛死了。或者任何你觉得不舒服或者不好的东西都可以用这个词，比如说你感觉新鞋穿的脚很痛，就可以说 My shoes are killing me， 我的鞋痛死我了。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语靠点滴积累。